dry out this afternoon, and improvement is on the way. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Today's high 61, tonight's low 44. Tomorrow, the sun returns. That'll be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Great weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Low 60s Saturday, and I think upper 60s at least on Sunday. Chance to dry out for about 3 or 4 days in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
From Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling policy will meet for the first time today. The group will gather information to help her, the legislature, and Alabama voters understand how a possible expansion of gaming would impact the state. Former Montgomery Mayor Todd Strange is the chair of the study group. The Alabama Senate Judiciary Committee approved a bill to change the pistol permit system. This bill would create a new statewide database for pistol permits. Right now, sheriffs keep track of the permits. This bill now heads to the Senate floor for debate. And road closures could be on the horizon with expected rainfall totals. Officials say due to rising water levels, the Emerald Mountain Expressway will likely have to close later today. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Right now at Kohl's, shop hundreds of epic deals. No coupons needed. Plus, get Kohl's Cash. Get $10 Kohl's Cash for every $50 spent. Tops for the family are $9.99 and under. Athletic shoes, $49.99 and under. And a power air fryer is just $99.99. Plus, get it in 2 hours or less with buy online, free store pickup. Shop hundreds of epic deals Wednesday through Sunday at Kohl's and Kohl's.com. Select styles. See store or Kohl's.com for details.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free when you go to forhims.com/joy. That's right, free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address, forhims.com/joy. That's forhims.com/joy for your free online visit. forhims.com/joy.
Come on, boy, finish your business, and we'll get you back inside.
Hey, neighbor, trouble with those allergies again?
Yep, tried just about everything, but he's still scratching all day, every day. Feels so bad for the little guy.
Happened to us not long ago. Randy at Prattville Farm Center recommended Victor dog food. No corn, wheat, gluten, or soy. Plus, it's cheaper than the food I was buying across town.
Happy allergy-free dogs eat Victor dog food from Prattville Farm Center. 1154 South Memorial Drive, 365-5400.
Have you ever shopped U.S. Foods Market Store, formerly Sunday Dinner Direct? You might be interested to know they carry a variety of dairy, produce, meats, canned fruits and vegetables, pre-made heat and serve appetizers, desserts, and beverages, as well as all of the ingredients to create your own from scratch. They also offer commercial cooking supplies, a complete line of party supplies, paper goods, and specialty items. There are no membership fees, and it's open to the public. Located at 5455 Atlanta Highway, U.S. Foods Market Store. We help you make it.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek with Tumka, because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March, when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek with Tumka.
What's your biggest investment? more than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk Station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
A modern-day little red hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
55 degrees outside and rainy. Stock market is down 1,002 points. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself, the one and only Joey Clark.
Hello.
How you doing today, big guy?
Doing well. How are you?
I am good. This weather, I'm tired of the rain.
Yeah, me too.
Benji just didn't understand the rain and pooping. It's like, I can't poop this way. what are your choices here, Benj?
The house? No.
House is out of the question. Garage, maybe, if you can clean it up after yourself. I don't know. It took him 4 times last night to go outside. And that dog is like a sponge. Water just gets all around him. Mm. Oh, boy. But all is good. So, interesting day in the news today.
Yes, has it got going?
We got Chuck Schumer mouthing off, and ABC, NBC, CBS, MSNBC, CNN, they do not say nothing about it. And it was pretty bad what he did. Elizabeth Warren goes out. Our good friend Mitch McConnell beats Schumer up on the floor, too. Did y'all play any of that?
Oh, yeah. We played some of that live. He can hit hard in a very understated
way. Yeah, he's very much of a southern gentleman while I cut your you-know-what.
Exactly.
It was great. And we had the coronavirus issue. I had a very interesting conversation with a physician here in town who's a family practice physician.
Okay.
Multiple doctors under one roof. He's the guy that what he does, because of his personality and background, I didn't know this, but CDC does these webinar things where they will talk to their district, and it's the same district where they go through and they monitor flu season. And so they bring those doctors. You can go in and listen to a webinar and talk to their district guy, their deputy director of CDC, for their that's in charge of their district. And they went over the coronavirus. And he educated me on it last night, and he said there's really a lot of misinformation because of ignorance, particularly among the press.
Yep.
You'll get these people who are their medical journalists who don't necessarily have a pure medical background, and they like the fact that they're getting airtime, and so they more, they essentially, they, what's the word I'm looking for? They sent... They make a big deal. But
they accentuate, or?
We'll hit it in just a second here.
Yeah.
Kill those brain cells a couple of weeks ago. But he basically said, look, this is like the flu. It is a form of the flu. It's a virus, and it's very contagious. And the problem is there are probably 100,000 plus people that have had this or have it now. And they're just their young Joey Clark types, good shape, take care of themselves, and so you may feel a little tired, you may have some symptoms, but it's not doing you in. Mm. The people that they're going in, and so when they do these test kits, you are going to have sensationalizing, thank you, Wayne Spivey. And so when they do these test kits, we're going to all of a sudden find out there are a whole bunch of people who've got coronavirus that didn't know they had coronavirus, or so... They're somewhat asymptomatic of it. And he said it's a very contagious thing. And our problem is, and if I would have thought about this, I would have. You know, when you do your flu shot, one of the reasons that they say get a flu shot is because you want to have some prophylaxis between people. So if you have 1,000 people and 300 of them have had the flu shot, you're less likely to pass it around because it kind of hits that person, bounces off, doesn't go anywhere, and it stops. And you don't have as many people affected by the flu. Coronavirus is very infectious. And what it does is they don't know how long. They think 9 days with this cruise ship. You know, they're spraying it all down. Person on the cruise ship gets sick. And it seems that there was somebody who had coronavirus that was on that cruise ship, touched something, and they touched something, and they got it. And so if you're healthy and you're not a at-risk person, then it's going to be like a cold. It's going to be like the flu to you. It's the person that is in the nursing home, the young child, the elderly type person, like me, elderly type person that who's... immune system just isn't as good.
Right.
And
right.
So he said, this is just, it's not good, but it's not as bad and as scary as people are saying. The problem is, if you are an at-risk person, regardless of where you are, you should drink Corona. No, my thing. You should just not be around a lot of people until this thing kind of taps down. But don't be surprised if you see a surge of, there are 100,000 cases in America. So that would not be unusual whatsoever. And The key is, who has it, how did you detect it, and who has that person been around who is a at-risk person? The two of us, because except for my cancer, I just don't get sick.
Right.
And I haven't had a cold in probably 10 years.
Like, I'll get a cold, but it's not.
Yeah, it's never just sniffles. It's not knocking you dead. But he was really interesting in talking to and said that there really is a problem with information not getting out correctly on it. So with that, let me go to coronavirus. Congress is going to throw cash at it. This is CBS.
Lawmakers could send President Trump an emergency spending bill today, providing $8.3 billion to fight the virus and find a vaccine. Ben Tracy's at the White House for us. Ben, good morning. $8.3 billion, that's a lot more money than the Trump administration originally asked for.
It sure is. The administration initially asked for $2.5 billion, which is an amount even some Republican lawmakers said underestimated what's really needed. The president now says he's happy to take as much money as Congress is willing to give.
As the coronavirus spreads, the president continued his efforts to calm public fears, calling into Fox News last night.
It's, a very, very small number in this country.
But he challenged an estimate from the World Health Organization this week that 3.4% of coronavirus patients worldwide have died.
I think the 3.4% is really a false number. Now, this is just my hunch, because a lot of people will have this, and it's very mild. Personally, I would say the number is way under 1%.
And the doctor agreed with that, is that there are all these people who probably have been exposed to it, have had it, or have it, and they're not going to die. They're showing some symptoms, and that's it. And what happens is, if you have this cold and you have a fever that spikes, and you go to the doctor, and they go, well, we have to eliminate coronavirus, and they do the test. The test kits are just now kind of coming into being this week, but you're going to have a whole bunch of them coming out next couple of weeks. And he's right. If there are 100,000 people have it and 11 people have died, that's a tiny percentage of people. So, again, a lot of disinformation. Let me hit the second part of the CBS story.
This month, the House Oversight Committee launched an investigation into the administration's response.
Oh, the investigation.
Reports that there were flaws in some tests. And facing criticism for a slow rollout of test kits, President Trump blamed his predecessor.
The Obama administration made a decision on testing, and that turned out to be very detrimental to what we're doing.
The CDC director said that under the Obama administration, certain labs were limited in their ability to conduct tests without FDA approval. But that was intended to increase regulations that had not been updated in years. The government says it is now distributing 1.5 million coronavirus test kits, and the Centers for Disease Control is now allowing anyone with symptoms and a doctor's permission to get tested. And while the administration has fought against government expansions of healthcare, the vice president announced last night that costs of coronavirus tests will be covered by private insurance as well as Medicare and Medicaid.
Can the uninsured get tested?
But the vice president left the briefing without addressing the uninsured.
Now, afterwards, an aide did say that the government would cover the cost for those without insurance. Now, as for the president challenging the mortality rate of the coronavirus, we should note that some medical experts do agree with him because they say at this point, we just don't know the full scale of the outbreak.
Yeah, my brother's wife is in medical school, as you know. And I asked my brother about it. He said she and all her fellow students are just kind of rolling their eyes
at
this.
Yeah, exactly. That's what Stewart said. I mean, it's like, well, the problem is, and he just said this point about it, the problem is the media.
Yes.
And the way that they're handling this, and they're really pushing it a lot harder than it needs to be. And that's why, the CDC saying, just wash your hands for 20 seconds. Do that. If somebody looks sick, don't hang around them. Don't be in crowded places with people who are sick. Don't do that, because it's a very contagious. So the odds of you getting it are high, but the odds of you getting it and it killing you are very, very, very low. You just become sick.
Yeah.
News Talk 93.1. Dan Moore Show. We're going to be back right after this.
93.1 FM.
He may not know whether he's coming or going, but whether you're going to work or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, let me encourage you to skip Zillow and call Millow.
This is Paul and Christy Millow, and we're both licensed real estate agents with Wallace and Moody Realty. We provide you with expertise, advice, and superior marketing technology to help you get the results you need.
So if you need to buy or sell a house, please call Paul or Chrissy today at 399-7648 or visit our website at skipzillowcallmillow.com to get a free copy of our 21-point marketing plan.
Remember, for all your real estate needs, skip Zillow, call Millow.
Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor. There are choices for all appetites at Sinclair's.
We've got a lot of great sandwiches. We've got a lot of really, really good appetizers. I mean, I've heard from a lot of people that they really like our wings, that ours are particularly good. Our quesadillas are great. We do a lot of different things. Shrimp and feta, which is a light one, which is good.
Sinclair's fits your budget and your appetite.
You can come in there and spend $5, $6, $7, $8 and be happy, or you can spend $25 or $30 and be very happy, and, you know, get steaks and seafood.
Sinclair's has healthy options as well.
We've got one that's called a beet and blue, which is really, really good. You know, we do several different ways. We do a Caesar salad. Got a Greek salad on it that is very good. Or we do another one that's really popular, that's fish salad. I mean, we grill fish, or we blacken fish, or we fry fish and put it on a salad. So I see people come in at night and the whole table will have a salad. But at lunchtime, obviously, I see a lot of people come in and the whole table will have a salad.
You can really step it up with Sinclair's Fine Dining. Sinclair's East, Vaughn at Taylor.
Hi there. We're at Best Friends Pet Resort on the Wetumpka Highway from Pollard Ford, collecting supplies for the Humane Societies of Montgomery, Prattville, Autauga, and Elmore County. Now, if you can help us out, would be greatly appreciated. We're looking for food, cleaning supplies, even bedding for these babies out here until we can find them a forever home. And this is the last week of Pollard Ford. After the promotion is over with, we'll divvy it up equally and get it distributed among the three Humane Societies here in the River Region. Again, it's Pollard Ford. We're at Best Friends Pet Resort, Wetumpka Highway, right before the River Bridge as you head towards Wetumpka. Hey, come on out and join us. Best Friends Pet Resort, Wetumpka Highway. We're here until 1 o'clock today collecting supplies for the Humane Societies in the River Region. This is Bubba for Blue Water Broadcasting.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show, noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones, boys and girls. Let's go to Marty. Marty, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, Joey, long-time listener, first-time caller.
All right. Well, do you know what that means?
Yes.
It means you get your name in for the Sweet Quick Farm Market gift basket.
Yeah, I love that place.
And you get your name in twice.
All right.
Tell me about yourself.
Very cool. Well, I live here in town, and I've listened to you. I also listen to Joey's show when I can, as well as Dan. Been in Montgomery since the early 90s, actually, eventually from LaGrange, Georgia, graduated from Auburn, et cetera. But,
War Eagle.
I was calling, War Eagle. I was calling, I just got in the car, heard you guys talking about the virus. Ironically, I was scheduled to go to a huge healthcare IT conference next week in Orlando, and it just got canceled due to the fears. This was a conference that's like 45,000-50,000 people. My point was just letting you guys know, it is impacting a lot of stuff going on, and I'm a little surprised they canceled it, but President Trump was actually supposed to speak Monday. I'm disappointed that I won't get to hear him speak Monday now. It is.
What city was the conference in?
This was Orlando.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, scheduled in Orlando, and some of the bigger names have already pulled out. We exhibit, our company exhibits there. We have a big booth. But just heard you guys talking about it, so I just thought I would just point that out, that it really is impacting travel and the like. So, so they just canceled this conference. It's called the Hymns Conference.
Well, that's a shame. You're going to miss Mickey Mouse.
exactly, yeah.
What hotel were you going to stay in?
We were scheduled to stay at the Hilton Lake Vista. Yeah, one of the...
By the convention center? Downtown?
The convention center is at the Orange County Convention Center.
Okay.
Yeah, the hotel was, it's more of one of the Disney properties.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but my point was just the fact that it really is impacting a lot of people. I just think the hysteria with the media is what's driving me nuts. And I think you guys just mentioned that as well. So, and I knew as soon as all this came out, it would be, not only sensationalized by the media, but, here's a way to get at Trump. I know you guys have probably discussed that ad nauseum, but you saw it coming.
Yeah.
You're still hearing it, but anyway, Bob, I just wanted to point out that since you guys are talking about it, yeah, it really is impacting people. But now all the travel, this is a big conference, and we were hosting an event there on Tuesday night with a lot of cancellation, a lot of work now that we put into this conference. We've got to back it out,
Yeah, well,
pretty crazy.
If you don't mind me asking, what type of conference is it?
Healthcare. It's the health. Ironically, it's the health. Yeah. I know.
Half of the healthcare workers of America are wiped out in Orlando, Florida, due to the coronavirus.
I actually work for a software company, a healthcare software company. So, interesting. But it just got canceled. So, kind of really impactful.
Is your healthcare world? Are you representing the provider side, hospital side, what?
Primarily both. We work with for the record, I'm not a provider or even clinician. We actually work primarily with both of our businesses working with the health record companies, electronic health record companies, practice management systems. They basically integrate and utilize our software within their system. It's bottom line.
Marty, I'm glad that I have you on. Let me ask you something. Yeah. Are y'all getting into the doctor? Webinar type world, which I noticed Walmart just started that, and they're now advertising in this area where you can talk to a physician that's actually in Georgia and do a physician visit with them online.
I've heard about that. What we do is just really provide all the latest and greatest coding and billing rules,
because
it's very complex and it changes so much. We provide all that data and content that we keep up with, basically help the provider get paid accurately and quicker, trying to reject denials and claims. So that's really more bulk of our business is around that. If they can utilize our data, our content, then we can work with somebody. But primarily, we wholesale to these electronic health record companies and clearinghouse companies. So,
Let me tell you, the world of virtual doctors and things like that, the AI world and virtual doctors, that is coming. Oh, yeah. That is coming big time.
Oh, sure. Yep, absolutely, absolutely. So,
Marty, anyway, do we have your date, month and day of birth?
No.
Sure. Yeah. 2-3.
2-3, that's easy. Marty, we're going to do that drawing when?
You're doing the drawing Friday.
Friday, 2:30 to 2:45.
There you go.
And what's in the gift basket?
What's in the gift basket?
Yep.
A lot of goodies.
$60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. So you've been there.
Oh, yeah. I've been out there a few times. Yeah, it's a great place.
It really is. I appreciate you calling today and enjoying my conversation with
absolutely.
You.
Absolutely. All right. Thanks, guys. Take care.
Thanks. Jim, coming back to you, Dan Morris Show, right after this.
Your News Talk Place.
cease to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Here from United, number one in the River Region when it comes to your indoor comfort. What's going on at United?
We have some new and improved financing available. It is quick, simple, and we can get you qualified in just a couple of minutes.
Get a new efficient system with monthly payments as low as $90 and with no down payment. The process is fast and hassle-free. Call today and ask about the new financing program.
Locally owned and operated with well over 300 years combined experience, United takes care of thousands of families in the River Region every year. Call for a free estimate and let us educate you on all the latest technology.
Free estimates, affordable pricing, new finance options, dependable service teams, and the latest technology. It's no surprise United is number one in the River Region. Stop throwing money away and call United today, 262-0247.
Or visit unitedheating.net and check us out on Facebook.
Alabama certification number 84560. United
for your comfort. With as much waste as your business generates, it's important to know where it's all going to go. With Alabama Dumpster Service, it goes right into that familiar red dumpster or roll-off container, delivered straight to you. As we celebrate our 20th year, our customers know they can count on friendly customer service and reliable, competitive pricing. With Alabama Dumpster Service, the rate you agreed to is always the rate you'll pay. Call today at 334-288-1500 or learn more at alabamadumpster.com.
This is David with Mr. Sandman Mattress. I have been advertising with Blue Water Broadcasting for over 20 years with great results. Their many station formats help me reach a broad cross-section of the local market and have helped me succeed in the highly competitive mattress business.
Radio advertising is the engine that drives business. Call Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. Senate Democratic Leader Chuck Schumer getting a lashing from leading Republicans after remarks about Supreme Court justices paying the price for decisions on an abortion case. Senator Schumer conceding on the Senate floor.
I should not have used the words I used yesterday. They didn't come out the way I intended to.
But not backing down.
My point was that there would be political consequences. Political consequences. For President Trump and Senate Republicans, if the Supreme Court, with the newly confirmed justices, stripped away a woman's right to choose.
And Senator Elizabeth Warren expected to speak this hour, suspending her race for the Democratic nomination after a disappointing finish on Super Tuesday. Representative Tulsi Gabbard, the only woman remaining in the race. America's listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. With the rain moving away early, it looks like we have a chance to dry out this afternoon, and improvement is on the way. Partly cloudy, cooler tonight. Today's high 61, tonight's low 44. Tomorrow, the sun returns. That'll be nice. High in the low to mid-60s. We'll be in the 30s on Friday night. Great weekend forecast. Sunshine Saturday and Sunday. Low 60s Saturday, and I think upper 60s at least on Sunday. Chance to dry out for about 3 or 4 days in a row. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Red Top. Red Top, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday.
Rainy Thursday.
Really?
Boy, man, it really came down last night and this morning. I thought we had seen some rain, but boy, another gusher.
We're about going underwater in this town, ain't we?
I know. Let me tell you something. My dog definitely does not like it.
Wow. Is your backyard, is it submerged yet?
It's gone. It's like floated away. It really has. I mean, it's amazing. I have a big drain thing that is at the street, and that thing got clogged up with leaves. I had to go and bust it up, and it was incredible how much debris was in there.
Yes, in your neighborhood, man, those big old live oaks are everywhere, and they clog those street drains all the time. And, I mean, that water will get curb high in no time, won't it?
Yeah, particularly down on Fernway and Allendale Place.
Wow. Last night on France 2024, that's what they call their news, I was glad to hear for once in the only news in the world where France is starting to realize how this global supply chain, how vulnerable it is as a result of the coronavirus and all their supply lines being cut. The French government and a lot of French industry is going, hey, buddy, we better start making this stuff on site because this kind of stuff could happen anytime, anywhere. And that's really the first mention I heard of it on any national broadcast of any of these various countries' news. And they spent quite a bit of time on it. I think that's a very reasonable thing to think about now that China has become such a big part of the global supply chain and how vulnerable China is being a closed society. In the stock markets and in your financial businesses, are you seeing any other trends towards that way or comments, et cetera?
Oh, yeah. Well, that's a big economic discussion versus a stock market discussion. And what's happening, a lot of businesses are moving their supply chain and they're doing a duplication over in like Vietnam and other places. So if China messes up, then you can take that supply, that the supply you need, and double it over at Vietnam or South Korea, places like that.
Yeah, because, of course, the media has hyped out this coronavirus and made it 10 times worse financially for the world than it needed to be. This is
amen to that.
This media is a reckless problem. This happens over and over again with all kinds of events. And unfortunately, there's no way to put a control on it, just like Facebook said they're not going to block any political ads. So it's a bizarre environment we live in where truth and untruth have equal weight for at least a small period of time, and it just promotes tremendous confusion. I bet in the financials, it's a nightmare for you guys.
Well, it's not. Well, because you have sourcing in the financial world, and whenever there's a rumor, somebody can be trying to jack around the stock market, so they gave up on that years, decades ago, of chasing any rumors. And you can actually, if you are in the brokerage business and you start a rumor, you can get cited.
Well, that's good. See, that's peer pressure, and that's the way it should work.
Yeah, we're a self-regulated body.
And see, that's
government
wonderful.
Oversight.
Yeah, because the government would, I know, but I mean, you have to do that within your own industry.
Yeah.
Rather than the government do it. Well, and now the stock market recovered almost all the losses it got last week. It's getting close, isn't it?
No, actually, it was down substantially just a little while ago. It was down 1,000 points again. It's down 888 right now, but it's a different down than the other downs. I was telling Joey off mic, when I look at, I'm sitting there constantly looking at my portfolios, and instead of everything being a negative number or red on it, 60% of them were up. Because it depends on, well, because, for example, Dow Transportations are getting clobbered. If you're an airline stock and you have any routes that are over in the Far East or Near East, you're getting killed. If you're in the cruise business, you're getting decimated.
Oh, I can't imagine. Yeah, travel has got, just like the gentleman that just called, and the convention being
Convention, yeah. Convention business. It is taking it on the proverbial chin.
And that's what Orlando's all about. I've been to several down there.
Yeah.
And I imagine all the amusement parks and all this are being so greatly affected. So people just need to keep a level head about things. On a last note, Chuck Schumer just needs to be taken out and something done to him. Dart and feather, or this is a nasty, insulting man. He's out of control. What he did yesterday is unforgivable. He should be censured for that, sir, don't you think?
I absolutely think he should. And Mitch McConnell wore his butt out on the floor today, and he apologized for being misunderstood, he said.
Oh, yeah. No, he meant exactly what he said.
Exactly.
Yeah, I saw the damn speech. The man meant what he said. He's a nasty individual, just like Elizabeth Warren. And, you know, sure would like to get rid of the nasty people.
Are you sad that Elizabeth Warren is no longer running?
Oh, I'm very upset. Yes, I'm very upset.
I can tell. Like
I gave my comments to her, to Joey, about her, Joey Jack, a little earlier.
Take two slices of Gouda cheese and call me in the morning.
Thank you very much. Hey, put me in, 12:13.
You got it.
Thank you, gents.
Thanks. Clint, you're up to bat, my friend.
Good day, sir.
How are you?
I'm doing great. Watching the rain again, of course. So.
Of course.
You know, pretty bad. I'm tired of it. And clean your gutters. Most people don't.
They don't. Let me tell you, that's what I was doing yesterday when I got home.
Well, hanging lights in Houston this past Christmas, about every gutter we had to clean out to put the lights on. So it's amazing how homeowners do not clean their gutters. It's amazing.
Yeah, I've got to clean mine, or mine will backfill, and I'll have problems on the roof.
My point of calling is, I call News and Views this morning. Barry Moore and Jeff Coleman.
Yeah?
I'd like the voters keep in mind, we can't send a guy up there to D.C. that cannot vote on military business. And I understand he would have to recuse himself. Coleman would.
I haven't heard that. Why would he have to recuse? Why would he have to recuse himself?
Because he has a DOD contract.
Well, I think what he would do is he'd put his company in a bond trust. That normally stops that right off the bat.
So he would be allowed to vote on military issues.
I cannot imagine that, that wouldn't be the case. I mean, all he would do is he'd put in a blind trust, and then the Senate and House rules say if it's in a blind trust, then you could.
All right.
That's how Rockefeller got away with it.
Okay. The way I look at it, you know, could you imagine Maxwell closing down? You know, they tried to close down Gunner years back.
Yeah, they put a fork in that one, though.
Oh, yes, sir, and good for them. But a lot of civilians don't understand how important a military installation is to the town. You know,
especially what we have here, because we do not have, we're not a mortar and rifle round kind of place. We are in the education knowledge business here, and that is really big. People have no clue what all they do at Gunner Design Center, which is the Maxwell Gunner. They formed the two bases together, but they do the what they call the Batmobile, which is a communications portable unit that is so sophisticated, it is unbelievable. We were using kind of the first tier of that when we would go overseas with the White House. We were using the prototype for it, and it is amazing what that thing can do.
Oh, yes, sir. And I've seen what can happen when they base is put off limits to downtown.
Yeah, Anderson, Alabama, is a good example of that.
Yeah, Fort Riley, they talked about bringing back the draft, and soldiers started getting beat up by high school students downtown Junction City. So the post commander put downtown off limits.
Well,
our soldiers would not shop there. It didn't take but 2 weeks. You know, the town committee was, you know, begging to let the soldiers back in town because they just lost so much revenue.
Was that because of Vietnam War?
Well, no, the government was talking about bringing the draft back in.
Oh, okay.
And the high school students did not like that. They did not want to be drafted.
So
soldiers started get beat up downtown because of that.
I don't want to go fight for Uncle Sam. I want to fight you.
Yeah, ain't that crazy?
What are you doing fighting in a war room?
But, I mean, you know, the town, Junction City about dried up, you know, when everything worked out good.
Good.
Well, I just wanted to double check on Jeff Coleman, but I heard that he would have to recuse himself.
I have not heard that.
All right.
You have a good one.
I just refreshed my memory, Dan. It's from an Alabama political reporter article from a month ago. And it says, quote, in response to questions about the fraud case and his ability to be impartial concerning military contracts if elected, Coleman has promised to recuse himself and not vote on any military contracts.
So he's doing it on his own accord.
Right. Now, some folks have said, okay, that means he's got to recuse himself on military matters in general. I wonder if he can sort of thread the needle and say just on particular contracts. But I don't know about that because a lot of these votes are package deals, right?
Yeah, I could see him basically, which means he's not putting it in a blind trust, which means he doesn't trust anybody.
Right.
I mean, I could see him say, well, anything to do with my business, I will recuse myself. But I'm going to talk to everybody else about voting the right way. But I can't imagine he would do that completely on DOD, considering how influential DOD is in the great state of Alabama.
Well, and I would take your advice if I was Coleman, Jeff Coleman, and say, yeah, blind trust. I think he's created more problems by himself bringing up the idea of recusal.
Yeah. Not smart. Let's go to a break. Coming back, Ken, Jim, right after this.
Coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings, 6 till 9, and afternoons, 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
You ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, we've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try. Nicole S. gushes, Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's, who obsesses over his yard. Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1, WACV.
So very sad to hear about Elizabeth Warren. So I wonder what she's going to do next. Is she going to endorse somebody like Bernie, or is she going to go way out on a limb and endorse Joe Biden, which will put a knife in the heart of Bernie Sanders?
And try to maybe be the VP pick for Biden. bridge that divide. Yeah, I know.
Let's go to the phones. Let's go to Jim. Jim, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show on a Thursday. Thumbs up Thursday, by the way. How are you today?
But fine. By the time you get off, Dan, the sun will be out. It'll be all that rain, just about the deep part. The sun's already starting to come out out there in Prattville. So
I hope so, because my dog is tired of it, and I'm tired of it too.
Hey, I caught something on Elizabeth Warren early. She's opening up a dance studio.
Oh, really?
No, it's going to teach hip hop dancing and stuff or whatever. But anyways, Dan, if I told you right now, Dan, there's a virus out there right now. 15 million people in the United States have had it so far this year. It's killed 16,000 people. Run for your lives.
The flu.
That's the flu.
Yeah.
This, I watched Morning Joe a little bit this morning. I don't know if you saw it. They had this doctor on there, and he was speaking to little Mickey there. The way he was speaking, Dan, I don't know if you caught him, you thought it was Armageddon.
That's exactly what my doctor friend was saying what the problem is. Exactly.
I can't pronounce the doctor's last name. It started with an H. I was trying, but, man, he was doom and gloom. This, you know, it's like it's out of control. They're not going to be able to do, you know, and all this. I mean, that's the kind, and that is MSNBC pushing their agenda to attack Trump. That's the whole thing. That's all they care about.
Yeah, put fear in people. Exactly right. Put fear out there, and then also make it Trump's fault.
Yeah. I mean, that's just, there's nothing you can do about it. I mean, freedom, you know, freedom of speech, but it's never going to stop. I mean, that's just ridiculous to get people all panicked like that. Well, what are you going to do now? Let's see. You were talking to a guy on there earlier. He had a convention that was canceled. Then, Dan, let's just do it. Let's just go all the way with this, Dan. We're going to cancel the Major League Baseball season, NFL coming up this year. Cancel all the sports activities. Nobody can go anywhere, go to any crowds. It just shut everything down. Is that what they wanted to do?
Well, let me tell you, we'll know when they're serious about it when they cancel a Democratic debate.
Yeah, let's just cancel the Democratic convention. The Republicans don't need one. We've got our guy. Let's just cancel the Democratic convention. We don't want that kind of virus spreading. But you know, it's just somebody's got to get a hold on this, and these left wing media people need to stop this. They need to take responsibility for their reporting and quit trying to panic everybody. But I mean, it's just ridiculous. They don't. It doesn't bother them to do this.
No, let me tell you something. They do this kind of stuff because they see an advantage out of it, and the advantage they see is that it's going to hurt Trump.
It just, you know, I sit there and I watch that, and you go, man, you know, if I was some uninformed person, you know, I'd go, oh man, you know, got to run down to Walmart and buy, you know, all the, clear the shelf off of Purell and everything.
It is,
you know,
it is cleared off. I was over at CVS yesterday. There's no Purell there.
Man. Well, I've got plenty of it, but I don't use that much. That's what dries your hands. But, you know, you just wash your hands in soapy water, you know.
20 seconds.
I use Ajax dish detergent, and it's a germicidal thing in it, and I just fill a little squirt bottle up with that. You know, that's all you need to do. It's just do what you normally do to take care of yourself.
Yeah, well, actually, what they said in CDC is that you can use vodka.
Yeah,
take a sip, pour some over here.
And one for my hands,
Well, if that is,
you won't care what you.
I'm doing mine with Corona.
Well, if that doesn't proof of Russian interference, what is?
Yeah, really.
I wonder if the Corona beer sales have gone down.
It has, actually.
Oh, man. That's the ignorance.
That is total ignorance.
But anyway, I watched Fox mostly. They haven't really gotten that real panicky. At least they got some people.
No, Dr. Stegall is is good. He's doesn't panic people. He tells people the right information. He actually is a doctor. Nicole Sapphire is the same thing. They're not trying to scare people. They're trying to educate people.
Yeah. I mean, I heard they had Dr. Drew on one of the programs. He's real good too. I mean, he was saying the same thing. This panic thing is just ridiculous. I mean, they're not in discussion. You know, somebody brings up the regular flu, which is, you know, worldwide, there's probably millions of people that have died from the flu worldwide, but it happens every year.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the...
And so what they're worried about is that this is more contagious than the flu, and it's not detected, but the people... Not as detectable, but the people that are vulnerable, if you have pulmonary problems, if you have diabetes... Those type of things, or you're a small child or an old person, then you're at risk. But if you have pulmonary and you have diabetes, you're definitely at risk.
Yeah, well, see, they didn't bring up, you know, these people that are dying out in Washington when they were reporting it. Oh, another one, they didn't tell you, unless you were paying attention to the news, most of those deaths were from one nursing home. There's a bunch of people in there that were already dying.
Yeah, well...
They were in poor health. Right. I mean, they didn't tell you that part.
No, they didn't. I pointed that out on the show.
And putting that huge map up there, you know, with all colors, and, oh, my gosh, look at that. It's all over the world.
Well, as my doctor friend said, is that you just be ready. You're going to be talking about cases in the hundreds of thousands. Now, that may not be active. It may be previous, but people are going to test positive for this. But they're not. They're going to be asymptomatic, and it's not a threat to most people. They're saying that this probably have been 50,000 people affected that didn't do anything.
Yeah,
just gave them a bad call.
They said, yeah, it says there's been like 15 million people tested positive for the regular flu this year, but only about 140,000 of them went in the hospital. But I'm just saying, it's they're taking these numbers and just using it as a weapon against Trump is what they're doing.
Exactly right. They're trying to create a crisis.
I've got
to go. I'm up against my top of the hour break. You're welcome to hang on if you'd like. Dan Morris Show.
Well, going
to be back after our top of the hour break with Ken.
The Dan Morris Show.